Launching now another brand new hour of the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here, fighting for you from the Foxhole of Freedom, live from Studio G here in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gerber. I'm fighting for you every single day, and I'm willing to tell you the truth when others just won't. God bless America. Let's do this. Three big things this hour. Number one, Governor Whitmer now being the target of anti-Semitic protesters, pro-Palestinian protesters coming after Governor Whitmer now, even during her graduation ceremony with her family. Number two, Democrats say Republicans are using Michigan lawsuits to sow election doubt. You mean they're doing what Democrats do? Weird. And number three, Kamala Harris, the vice president, shows up in Detroit to give away more corporate welfare promises, more money for corporate welfare, giving it away, yeah, and does so to push EVs, which, of course, nobody's really into. Here's what Harris said. The last administration invested in access to tax cuts for billionaires. We're investing in access for capital to entrepreneurs. Actually, when these Trump tax cuts go away, everybody will feel it. $1,700 for somebody making $50,000 as a single person. $1,700 for somebody making $50,000. Yeah, if you're a couple making $200,000 a year, your tax bill is going to go up $7,500. What happened to not taxing people under $400,000? Well, apparently that's not in the cards anymore. Just let those tax cuts expire and really start drilling people. But the Biden-Harris administration, the Harris-Biden administration, will provide $100 million for small and medium-sized auto part manufacturers to upgrade their facilities and train their workforces. The funding is the latest in the series of gifts, corporate welfare, meant to spur a transition to electric vehicles being pushed by Joe Biden that nobody really wants, which is why Ford and GM and Stellantis and everybody else is backing off from creating these electric vehicles. It's become a key political issue in Michigan. Donald Trump saying here last fall something that I've said for years. The transition to EVs will bankrupt auto manufacturing in America, therefore in Michigan. When General Motors first announced that they would go exclusively EV, what was that, 3 years ago? Whatever that was, I said, that'll never work. You don't have the luxury of range in wintertime in Michigan. Doesn't work that way. Donald Trump said the same thing. It doesn't matter what you do or how good your UAW contract is. If the jobs go away, what difference does the contract make? And the jobs will go away if this EV push continues. It's a key swing state. The Biden administration keeps pushing the EV mandates. The governor here signing a bill recently that will force all government vehicles to be EV only, including things like snow plows and school buses. Apparently, they didn't realize that in New York, they tried electric snow plows. They don't work. Oh, and by the way, the new revelation, or more recent revelation that I hadn't considered, is EVs create more particulate in the atmosphere. Why? Because their tires and brakes and other components break down faster because they weigh so much, because batteries are super heavy. Super heavy. Therefore, how much do you think an electric snowplow weighs? What's that going to do to the roads that are covered with ice? It's going to turn your roads into dust. It'll pulverize them. It'll be grievous on the roads. Harris and her team made a pit stop at Joe Louis Southern Kitchen, Woodward Avenue, Detroit. She spoke with a few supporters and owners of the restaurant. 40 pro-Palestinian protesters rallied at the corner of Warren and Woodward near the Wright Museum, demanding a ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas, which, by the way, if you missed it, Hamas agreeing to a ceasefire put forth by Egypt and others. Israel instead is beginning its operations in Rafah. We're closely tracking what's happening on the ground, Harris told reporters. My team keep me updated. I have nothing further at this time. No, Israel is continuing with its efforts in Rafah. Not interested in giving up to the Hamas terrorists. On the new funds announced Monday, the Energy Department's Automotive Conversion Grant program, again, corporate welfare, your money, whether it's student loans or illegal aliens or grants to corporations, man, they don't have enough of your money to give away any given day. But they give it away and give it away and give it away. Give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. These grants will allow businesses to upgrade production and production lines, produce parts for electric vehicles, said Harris. And then the Energy Department's Industrial Assessment Center implementation grants, more grants, another $50 million in free money. Free money, everybody. Look at it. Those solar panels just grow money. They generate it. It blossoms. And free money just falls from the sky. These people are insane. Just think if they had to work for a living. They don't. They're politicians. But if they had to work for a living, I think their attitude might be a bit different. The program is funded by the Inflation Reduction Act and the Infrastructure Law. The Inflation Reduction Act voted on by Democrats only. A couple of Republicans voted for the Infrastructure Law, so they call it bipartisan, but it's barely bipartisan. The strength of America's economy based on the strength of America's supply chains. We all learned that in the pandemic if we weren't clear before, said Kamala Harris, and then cackled. Harris said that when she and Biden took office, they pledged to increase federal contracts for minority-owned small businesses by 50%. Knowing that traditionally and historically, folks didn't necessarily have access to the relationships to get those contracts. We're on track to meet our goal by the end of next year, she said to applause from the audience. So it's not about the quality of your business, it's about the color of your skin. And look, I'm happy for any business to do well, regardless of the owners. Do well. Earn what you've got. Earn what's coming. I don't have any problem with that. But based solely on that, yeah. Let's see. Biden's proposed new budget, by the way, includes providing up to $25,000 in down payment assistance to first-generation home buyers. If your parents owned a home, you're not qualified. If your parents didn't own a home, if they're renters, man, you're qualified to buy a home. Debt forgiveness, another central pillar of the administration. They plan to give away $700 million in debt to Wayne County. I mean, there is no end in sight of how much money these folks can give away that belongs to you. So let me see, $25,000 in down payment. How many billions of dollars will that be? I mean, I wish I had had 25 grand for a down payment on my first house. Of course, my first house only cost about 40 grand. So, you know, it was a long time ago. I was younger then. I'm older now, obviously. They just want to give away all your money. Pretty stunning, actually. I mean, it just rains down money. Rains down money. Whew. Yeah. Okay. Enough. H. Sterling Burnett will be here coming up next. Dominion Energy's Atlantic Coast offshore wind project delayed by lawsuit seeking protecting the endangered white right whale. Not the white rail, the right whale. You with me? Yeah. More green energy death. To endangered species, green new death. I'll be back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.